One time, Sergeant comes into the classroom on a Miss Justineau day. Melanie doesn't know he's there until he speaks, because he's standing right at the back of the class. When Miss Justineau says, "And this time, Pooh and Piglet counted 3 sets of footprints in the snow," Sergeant's voice breaks in with, "What the hell is this?" Miss Justineau stops and looks around. "I'm reading the children a story, Sergeant Parks," she says.
"I can see that," Sergeant's voice says. "I thought the idea was to put them through their paces, not give them a cabaret."
Miss Justineau tenses. If you didn't know her as well as Melanie knows her, and if you didn't watch her as closely as Melanie watches her, you'd most likely miss it. It's gone again really quickly, and her voice when she speaks sounds just the same as it always does, not angry at all. "That's exactly what we're doing," she says. "It's important to see how they process information, but there has to be input, so there can be output."
"Input?" Sergeant repeats. "You mean facts?"
"No, not just facts. Ideas."
"Oh, yeah. Plenty of world-class ideas in Winnie the Pooh."
Sergeant is using sarcasm. Melanie knows how sarcasm works. You say the opposite of what you really mean.
"Seriously, you're wasting your time. You want to tell them stories? Tell them about Jack the Ripper and John Wayne Gacy."
"They're children," Miss Justineau points out.
"No."
"Psychologically speaking, yes. They're children."
"Well, then screw psychology," Sergeant says, sounding kind of angry now. "That, what you said right there? That's why you don't want to read them Winnie the Pooh. You carry on that way, you'll start thinking of them as real kids. And then you'll slip up, and maybe you'll untie one of them because he needs a cuddle or something. I don't need to tell you what happens after that."
Sergeant comes out to the front of the class then, and he does something really horrible. He rolls up his sleeve all the way to the elbow, and he holds his bare forearm in front of Kenny's face. Right in front of Kenny, just an inch or so away from him. Nothing happens at first. But then Sergeant spits on his hand and rubs at his forearm like he's wiping something away. "Don't," says Miss Justineau. "Don't do that to him." But Sergeant doesn't answer her or look at her. Melanie sits 2 rows behind Kenny and 2 rows over so she can see the whole thing. Kenny goes really stiff, and then his mouth gapes wide and he starts to snap at Sergeant's arm, which of course he can't reach, and drool starts to drip down from the corner of his mouth, but not much of it because nobody ever gives the children anything to drink, so it's thick, half-solid, and it hangs there on the end of Kenny's chin, wobbling, while Kenny grunts and snaps at Sergeant's arm and makes kind of moaning, whimpering sounds. And as bad as that is, it gets worse. Because the kids on either side of Kenny start doing it too, as though it's something they've caught from Kenny, and the kids right behind twitch and shake as though someone is poking them really hard in the stomach.
"You see?" Sergeant says, and he turns to look at Miss Justineau's face to make sure she gets his point. And then he blinks, all surprised, and maybe he wishes he hadn't looked at her because Miss Justineau is glaring at him like she wants to smack him in the face, and Sergeant lets his arm fall to his side and shrugs like none of this was ever important to him anyway.
"Not everyone who looks human is human," he says.
"No," Miss Justineau agrees. "I'm with you on that one."